This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. It is 21 minutes past 8 on your Wednesday morning.
At the Victorian Pride Awards last week, Kiloris Downer and Yara Trams were awarded the Workplace Inclusion Award. Yara Trams Chief Development Officer Adele McCarthy joins us this morning after winning the award for a business that champions equity for LGBTIQA+ people in the workplace. Welcome, Adele.
Thanks, Dean. Hi, Rach.
Good morning. Now, how did it feel to receive this award at the Victorian Pride Workplace Inclusion Award last week?
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, firstly, it was just such a beautiful night. So many amazing people and organisations that I'm in awe of, such a beautiful event put on. And so to be a part of that and to be acknowledged there was just brilliant. I loved also seeing Michelle Shepherd with LGBTIQA+ Person of the Year, and Dean, seeing you up on stage as a nominee for that. It was just such a nice event.
Was it wonderful to be with your the staff and team that, you know, make up so much workplace inclusion within Yara Trams there at the event together?
Oh, for sure. So we had our representatives of our Pride Alliance along, which is our staff-led LGBTIQA+ like inclusion. So we're really looking at what do we need to change internally to make things even better, and what can we do out there in the community to connect with community, make sure that people want to come and work with us, and also making sure that people feel really safe and welcomed on the tram network. So the Pride Alliance for us is so important. It's the bedrock of how we connect with community, but also then, you know, receiving the award and doing so with our partners, Joy, of course, Vic Pride Centre, Midsummer, Department of Transport and Planning, they've got their Bent Transport group. So everyone was kind of there, and I think, you know, no organisation does these things alone. It was so nice to be connected with everyone.
Well, speaking of your Pride Alliance, I guess when we think about public transport, most of us are thinking about travelling on public transport and not what is happening behind the scenes. Can you take us through some of the initiatives that you have done with your Pride Alliance to lead to this award?
Yeah, sure. So I think firstly, we want to make sure that people feel really welcomed in our organisation, bring their whole selves to work, that we can celebrate our queer communities, you know, as an employer. I think that's sort of the first step. And so obviously some of the internal things, like we've been doing further work on policies and procedures and updating things to make sure we've got a really strong gender affirmation policy, for example, 20 days leave, and like, you know, lots of those sort of things where you need that attention to detail to just get things right. But also then looking out into the community and making sure that we've got a fantastic presence at Midsummer. Of course, we've got the All Aboard Tram, and Dean is our Tram Ambassador.
Yes.
So we sort of get out there every year. We do a competition for the design of that tram that goes in the march. So there's some really nice opportunities there to connect with community and show that visible support, so everybody out there in the streets of Melbourne can see it, you know, cruising down the street.
You know, and this year's entry, designed by Fido, is absolutely amazing, showing so many different sides of representation to our communities. It's really wonderful to see that continuing to ding-ding around the place. What does it mean to be able to bring your most authentic self to a workplace like Yara Trams?
Look, I think it means, at a really basic level, it means just being able to completely be yourself, whether that be you know, presenting you know, gender-wise in ways that make you comfortable, knowing that your pronouns will be respected, being able to talk about your partner and just, you know, even in this day and age, in some places people will sort of be a bit general about, you know, the pronouns for their partner. It's so important that people can just be completely comfortable and not trying to, you know, cover up bits of themselves. And when people are feeling comfortable, everybody feels that bit more included. I think also for inclusion, it's not just like we're obviously talking here about our sort of our queer connections. But for us, we've got a really broad diversity and inclusion approach. So we think through also broadly gender equity, people with disability. We've recently become a disability confident recruiter. People from different cultural and linguistically diverse backgrounds, obviously Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, but also looking at what people need at different ages and life stages and what a younger person might need compared to someone in middle age or somebody coming towards the end of their career can be completely different. So it's sort of diversity in all aspects.
The commitment that you have to all aspects of diversity and inclusion is so phenomenal. Just hearing you talk about it and the fact that you know it all off the top of your head as well is really, it's very heartwarming to hear, because it's not just, yes, we want to be better. It's that you're being better. And that's really a huge achievement and a huge congratulations on winning that much well-deserved award.
Thanks so much, Rach.
Now, there's a pretty big weekend happening this weekend. You've got Formula One, the Food and Wine Festival, the Flower and Garden Show, oh, and don't forget the footy. So much happening. So how prepared are our trams for the influx of people who are going to be using them to get to events this weekend?
We are so prepared. This is such a great weekend. I mean, the tram network is such a great way to get to events, whether it be the whole, like, midsummer calendar. And obviously we've had the Australian Open, we've had huge things like Taylor Swift. And this weekend, we've got so many events on. In particular, the Grand Prix is one that the easiest way to get there is by the tram network. And so we have dedicated shuttles. We're all set up for it. We move huge crowds to and from the Grand Prix. Last year we moved about 340,000 passenger journeys from the Grand Prix across the 4 days. So we are totally ready. We love this event. I do encourage people, if you're getting down to any of these events, but especially the Grand Prix, plan your journey in advance and just think about which way you go, because there are lots of different ways to access. Like for the Grand Prix, there's shuttles that are down outside Southern Cross Station, but there's also access via St Kilda Road, depending on your gate. So check your ticket and plan your journey.
Great advice, Adele. Thank you so much. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, and congratulations to everyone at Keolis Downer and Yarra Trams for the Victorian Pride Workplace Inclusion Award and for all the work that you've done and continue to do.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You're on Joe Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.